total sales tax. I looked at our increase over the last few years, and we've had an increase anywhere from 3 to 5%. So right now we've got a 3-point-something increase, so I did an estimated 3% increase. Then you took 50% of that, which takes you down to the 3,907,563. If you move over to the right-hand side, our total assessed valuation is $1,006,352,606. Because all assessed valuation is based on $100 of valuation, you divide that by 100. Then you multiply it by the current tax rate ceiling allowed by the state auditor's office. For general county revenue, that's 0.1661. And that's the amount of revenue that we could bring in from a levy if we were to set one. However, then we're required to reduce that $1,671,551 by the $3,907,563, which gives us a negative $2,236,12.18. And according to the state auditor's office, you cannot have a negative amount, or you have to carry it over from one year to another. In our case, that we then have to reduce it from the road and bridge sales tax. So I did exactly the same thing. I took the $1,006,352,606, divided it by 100, then multiply it by their current year tax rate ceiling, which is 0.2246, and we could generate $2,260,267. I subtracted that remaining $2,236,12. And we have an amount of $24,255.77. So if you so choose, you could set a levy for the road and bridge department at 0.0024. However, the county has always rolled that back to zero. If you so do that, then you would have to do a voluntary reduction of 0.2222. I'm sorry, your sales tax reduction would be 0.2222, and your voluntary rejection would be the 0.0024, if that's what you so choose. And you have to open it up to the public and ask if they have any comment.
Okay, we can open it up to the public for any comment. If there's anyone here who wants to speak,
can we make a motion and then second the motion and then open it up for comment?
I think you have to have the public hearing first before you can set your levy.
Okay.
That's the way I understand it, Danny.
Okay.
But if there's nobody who wants to speak, you just close the public hearing and continue your open meeting.
I've seen none.
Anyone want to speak? Seeing none.
Ms. Neely, what do we need to do to roll about? My intent is to roll back to zero for the levy to where there's no, to operate solely on sales tax. Like
right.
We have since 1982. I don't know what I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Danny. So what do we need to do to?
Okay, on the general county revenue, you need to, on line G1, you need to vote to set your its required sales tax reduction at 0.1661. That will reduce that one down to zero.
You said 0.1661?
Mm-hmm.
Now let me ask you this. When you say set, in order to set the required, say that again, I'm sorry.
It's the required sales rate. Tax reduction that you're voting on.
Okay, so whenever we say sales tax reduction, that doesn't actually affect any monies brought in. It's just...
Let me just show you. It's right here, G1. It's a requirement to... We are required to reduce the sales tax... Do the sales tax reduction of our levy.
From the tax rate ceiling.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the actual sales tax.
It has nothing to do with your sales tax.
Okay. Can I see that again?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Move to set general county revenues sales tax reduction of 0.1661 with the intent to set the levy at zero.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
It's two steps.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the road and bridge one?
Okay.
This is the tax rate ceiling. This is what you're reducing to meet your sales tax reduction. This is your voluntary reduction, so you can set it at zero.
So in the motion, does it need to have both the sales tax reduction and the...
voluntary reduction, yes.
And the voluntary reduction?
That keeps us in compliance.
Move to set the road and bridge sales tax reduction and tax rate ceiling at 0.222 and the allowable recoupment rate.
Voluntary reduction.
Less the voluntary reduction of 0.0024 with the intent to set the levy at zero.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I've got a question. You have set the GCR, and we've set the road and bridge. Does the
sewer?
Well, I'm thinking about the sewer and the jail tax. Do they have? Does the same process have to go into effect to?
On the judicial, it shouldn't, because of it being.
There's nothing in the language to reduce even road and bridge, but when the auditor was here, they told us we had to reduce road and bridge because it couldn't have a negative number.
That's made that work out. The reason I asked that was the 8 cent on the...
It would never actually reduce our sales tax. It only reduces a levy, and there is no levy on law enforcement.
Right. And that's what I wanted to make sure of,
yes.
That we're not doing anything that's...
No, there's no levy on law enforcement, so the only thing we can reduce is our current levies, which is road and bridge and general county revenue.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, and like I said, I knew there was one with the judicial. I didn't know about sewer, though. So there's not a levy, possible levy on sewer?
Not that I've never seen one in all the years I've been here, and I would have gotten documentation.
And that's probably according to the statute that they were formed under.
Right.
Each one of those taxes are formed under a different statute. So, all right. Moving on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Road and bridge update.
Update on some of the stuff where we're currently at. We've already set the snow rodeo for October 6th, also fall cleanup for October 22nd. Our patching on our seal list, we've completed a little over 70 miles currently, and we have just under 10 miles left to do on this year's list. Chip seal, we're just a little more than 47 miles. When I had these numbers, he's got a little more done. But we have about 30 miles left on the seal. They're following the patch crew at what they've got patched. So, bridges, we've started construction on the Sycamore Log Church Bridge, and this will be under construction for approximately the next 2 months. Depending on weather, it could run a little longer. If weather doesn't cooperate. All of the bridge decks throughout the summer, we've been putting this black sealer on that MoDOT suggested, and we've got those all completed, and that's on most of our major bridges, and that's to keep the salt and calcium from penetrating into the bridge decks. I've listed Illinois Street Bridge Deck. That's something that we need to get engineers, and I've asked Travis Hire to just basically take a look at it and give me his opinion. That bridge deck on that little one-lane bridge needs to be replaced, according, and I have the inspection from MoDOT. It comes up every other year. The substructure and the beams seem to be in pretty good shape. There's still beams across there, but the bridge deck itself is pretty much saturated, and so we need to look into that about replacing that. Striping, we started striping. Our truck needs a current part, and we're waiting on that, but then we'll get started. We're going to use pretty much all of September to get our striping completed. Mowing, of course, is ongoing, and we'll mow till frost or until we get it completely around and get everything mowed out. Some of the projects that we've completed this year, starting early in the year, we've done the Brace Hill Road realignment on the intersection to M Highway. That's completed. We helped and completed the sewer line at the animal control. We've also done an entrance adjustment there on Quincy Road, widened it out and lowered portion of it down so people were dragging pretty heavily off of the highway when they're pulling trailers and lower vehicles. We also got completed the Bee Creek bank stabilization. That was a project up and out the sewer department. Also a drainage problem right by the lift station. Some overlays that we completed, and part of these were roads that we had taken in, and we have listed there Holtz Lake, Mill Creek, Willowbrook, McMean, and Noland. Also, we constructed and completed a turnaround at the end of Whippoorwill, which was already platted but was never built, and it created us problems in the wintertime. It ends right at the end of a very steep hill, but we got that turnaround fixed now. And also, we early in the year, we completed rebuilding the first mile of Eagle Ridge Road, widening and putting ditch and drainage in. Some upcoming projects we're fixing to start on and work on, the Acacia Club realignment. We're going to get started on that here within a few weeks, soon as patching is completed. The salt building at the Buchanan lot, we're going to have to take it down and rebuild it over to the north portion of the lot and then rebuild that building to make room for the new transfer building. We'll also have to move the fuel tanks and containment wall there, so we're going to try to get that completed, and that part we'll do. As soon as we can work those in, we'll try to get those done. Some other projects that we got to do, two roads over here by Kazee Mills, Castle Rock, and Church Camp. Both of those had two areas pretty much identical that flood, and we're going to try to put some fill in there and get those done. One of them we will need to acquire some right-of-way. The other one, we've got enough right-of-way to do it as it exists to get the proper amount of fill in.
Did on the Castle Rock, did the engineers look at that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it really had no, if we put the fill in there, it really had really no effect on the height of the raising of the water. Okay. That's the one that has enough right-of-way currently. Church Camp is the one we'll probably have to work on getting additional right-of-way to put in the fill. Box culvert projects, two of them are on Sycamore. The box culverts are built. We're just waiting to schedule in conjunction with the bridge to try to get those put in. One of them is replacing culverts, and the other one will go in a low water structure on the far end of Sycamore Log Church. And I have another one that's a very narrow box that's on Smith Road in down off AA. We're going to replace that structure with precast. And then the other, through the